3 last year. You know, and really, I think it's a lot of it too. Is yeah, you want to protect home and field advantage, but you also want to get support of your fans. And you know, fans, if you don't win at home, they don't want to show up to games, and you kind of lose your home field advantage. So I think it's more beneficial in the sense of having a lot of fans that are loud and rowdy to affect the game in a positive way than it is to, quote unquote, get wins at home. I think wins are, you know, wins, they're not worth, you know, a win and a half. They're still only worth one. But it is important because you only get 8 of them. Your fans deserve to have wins at home to celebrate. And again, when you look on your schedule, I don't personally, but I'm sure a lot of people can say, okay, we have 8 home games. You'd like to win, you know, at least 6 of them, you know. So, and if you do something like that, you're obviously giving yourselves an opportunity. And then if you're sitting at 6 wins at home and you got 8 on the road, you know, if you can do the adversity the opposite, then you're talking an easily at least 9-7 kind of a season, or, you know, an 8-8. So then you start stealing wins. So, again, like you said, there's probably some kind of format people go by. I've never thought of it that way. But nonetheless, it is important to win at home because of the fan base and what they deserve.
Do you guys get a bigger boost at home from the fans or from your comfort level? You sleep in your own bed, the routine is familiar.
I don't sleep in my own bed. I would say that probably the fans, I would say, if anything. Just because, you know, adversely, I guess, if you're not doing as well, you're getting the boos too. But, you know, in general, like I said, fans in a positive way to create the home field advantage is definitely a benefit if you have that kind of environment.
Right, the recipe of 2 teams coming off 2 losses, division game, what does all that add up to?
Adds up to 1 football game and an important football game. They've played division games. We have not yet. So, you know, again, I've always thought division games as being kind of a plus two or minus two situation. I think they're weighted a little heavier. And that being said, again, this is our first opportunity in the division, whereas a lot of the division teams have already played each other. So it's important for us, and it's important for us to get off to a good start for this last 11-game streak here.
Does that lend itself more to more physicality out there?
I think you're always more physical when you're playing the division.